For the first time since early August, COVID-19 cases in the U.S. have dropped below 100,000 per day, and hospitalizations and daily death tolls are falling too. So, what's with the decline? One theory is that the highly infectious Delta variant, for some reason, declines after a 2 or 3 month period. Let's bring in Dr. Jennifer Nuzzo. She's an epidemiologist at the Johns Hopkins University Center for Health Security. Dr. Nuzzo, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Now, this two-month rise and two-month fall in infections and hospitalizations appears to show up in a lot of places, India, Japan, France, Florida. I gather there are a couple working theories here, one of which is that this is a function of the virus.
Well, it may be, but it also may be, I think, more likely how we were responding to the virus. Certainly, I think the virus shows itself to spread quite quickly within populations. And so that just means the more people, unfortunately, it infects, the fewer paths it has to continue to infect people. But we also probably play an important role, too. When we hear about cases of the virus ramping up, we're likely to change our behaviors in important ways that make us less likely to become infected. So I wouldn't want anybody to think that there is some kind of fundamental physics theorem here that the virus is absolutely going to go away after 2 months. I expect that we could see a rise in cases if we kind of go back to our pre-Delta ways.
Yeah, I was reading a quote from a scientist in Japan suggesting, as far as kind of human beings and us going out and mixing again in society, it might have something to do with, you know, every couple months there's a holiday or some reason, spring break, whatever, that we kind of go outside of our bubbles and suddenly we have this again. I mean, that could be what's happening.
Sure. We're seeing a lot of changes happening at once. I mean, first of all, when people hear about rising cases, they're more likely to maybe stay home and not go out into crowded indoor spaces. We know that probably groups that maybe have thinking about having big meetings or other gatherings might decide that now it's not the time. But also, you know, people probably have only so many contacts in their everyday lives. And so the number of people they can come in contact with is probably pretty stable until they change. And so when the holidays come around and you maybe fly to a different part of the country or you see relatives or friends you haven't seen for a while, that just creates more paths for the virus. And that could be why we'll see a rise in cases perhaps later in the winter with the holidays.
So what should we do with this theory? A lot of people are talking about it. Is it possible we should, you know, use this theory to change our behavior either individually or collectively, say policies to encourage more of us to stay put over the holidays?
Sure. So I think it shows us that we can change outcomes, that nothing is inevitable, and that when we see a rise in cases, it doesn't have to keep rising. I hope everybody takes from this an absolute need to get vaccinated if they're not already, and to talk to their loved ones who aren't yet vaccinated and to encourage them to do so. But certainly, I think it also speaks to when there are rising cases, there are other things we can do to protect ourselves. Perhaps we avoid the crowded indoor spaces if the cases are mounting and we're concerned about becoming infected. Perhaps we engage in more testing to make sure we're not infected before we go see loved ones, particularly vulnerable ones. I think it shows us that there's more power in our hands than maybe it feels like throughout the whole, you know, course of this pandemic that's really dragged on and I think has left people feeling a bit, powerless at points. The truth is we can actually do more.
It sure feels that way sometimes. Like, what can I do? Speaking of vaccinations, I mean, right now about 56% of the population in this country is vaccinated. Is it possible we stay in this kind of up-down cycle until enough of us have been vaccinated, have enough immunity before, you know, it flattens out?
Yeah, I mean, the way I'm looking at vaccines is that we're using them to keep ourselves out of the hospital and to keep ourselves from dying. It's still possible, we know, for people who are vaccinated to get infected, but hopefully they only have mild symptoms. I view it as, you know, our best line of defense against this virus. I do think it will reduce our cases, and the more people who get vaccinated, the fewer cases that we'll have. But I don't think we should be aiming for one day this is all going to be over and perhaps I can just bide my time and stay at home. Not getting vaccinated and ride this one out. This virus is with us. And so if you want to make sure that you're as protected as you can be, please get vaccinated. I don't think it's possible that, you know, people are just going to be able to fully escape it.
All right. That is Johns Hopkins epidemiologist, Dr. Jennifer Nuzzo. Thanks again for the time.
Thanks for having me.